This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show for a Tuesday. We got Mono's Country coming up in just about 25 minutes. Also, we got jury duty. Five calls say it all. Your opinion helps us get to a verdict. We'll do that early this morning. That's about 10 minutes away. Here on the Morning Bullpen. But let's start by saying hi to Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
I'm good. Eric?
I am also good.
Good.
Yes.
Good, you have your hat with an E on it. Is that in case you forget who you are?
Yeah, if I get lost, you can find me. Yeah. Got a big E right here.
It's not moving. You monogram it. That's how women in the South live. So.
This is actually the very first Houston baseball team. The Houston Eagles.
Oh, is it really?
Back in time.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Convenient that it's also.
Yeah, it's also an E. Yeah. I think that's the biggest part of it. We also have an update on what's happening with our 10,000 thank you cards for the troops. We'll get to that. Just walking in this morning, though, I feel a little better. Did you see all the mail tubs outside?
Some counting to do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can't wait.
We got some catching up to do, but we'll give you an update on that. And, of course, if you have cards, we want you to get them in. A couple of ways to do it. You can drop it off at Mack Hike Chevy. We can drop it off here at the radio station. Or, of course, you can drop it off on your own. We just need to have them Thursday by close of business is what we're asking so that we can count them first thing on Friday morning when we start the show, okay? Let's get to the top three stories that you're going to be hearing about all day today. Here are the top three things trending in Texas.
Number three.
You'd think with the Astros having a day off, there'd be no baseball on my television, but that's not the case. The final game of the Men's College Baseball World Series. And the Aggies just couldn't pull.
They couldn't pull it off last time.
They did catch up at the very end of the game.
Right.
But the University of Tennessee Volunteers took home their very first ever World Series win in school history. I was watching for Peyton Manning, who was sitting with Morgan Wallen. So sorry, Aggies, you don't have them on your side.
Number two.
In case you're interested in staying inside tonight, we've got 3 hours of must-see TV starting at 7 p.m. This has been on my calendar after the FOMO we had watching all of our favorite country artists take over Nashville for CMA Fest a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
We finally get to watch it on TV. Jelly Roll, Ashley McBride host 3 hour concert special.
Wow.
I mean, everyone's performing.
And there's supposed to be like a bunch of different collabs with different people performing together.
Starts
so that's going to be fun tonight. So,
ABC,
yeah.
Check it out.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Heat advisory today. It starts this morning. Expected to top out 108 degrees. Only a 20% chance for a cooling afternoon shower. It looks like that's pretty typical for our week to this week. Hot temperatures, daily chance for afternoon showers. But today, heat advisory.
Boy, if this is the run-up to 4th of July, I can't wait to see what the actual 4th of July holiday is going to be like. That's what's trending here in Texas. The top three stories you're going to be hearing about all day today. And they're all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Well, this is the time of the morning that we get together and celebrate good news. And I hate to make it about me, but I feel like I'm making a difference in this world out there, y'all. Just got a story this morning about a lady who went by thrift store shopping about 5 years ago. Mo, you were part of the show. You know that I was all about the thrift stores about 5 years ago, right?
Oh, yeah. Everyone. All the time.
All the time. I tell you, I love Goodwill. Love all the... And we have so many here in Houston. There's a story out this morning about a lady 5 years ago. Anna Lee Dozer's her name. She went by, was looking around a thrift store, and found what looked to be like a Mayan-style vase. She bought it for $3.99, took it home. She said it looked old, maybe 20, 30 years old, nice reproduction, that kind of thing. Anna said that for the next 4 years, she just threw her car keys in it every day, put her stuff in it when she would come home, until she went on a work trip to Mexico. And while she was in Mexico, she went to a Mayan museum. And she started looking at the clay work and the vases there, and she was like, man, this looks a lot like the one that I have back home. So Anna took it to an expert. And expert said that her vase, that she'd been throwing her keys in and dropping off stuff out of her purse and everything, was actually 2,000 years old and worth, he didn't put an exact amount on it, but he said worth millions.
Whoa!
No way.
For $3.99 at a thrift store. But here's
wild.
The good news part. What did Anna do with it? She didn't sell it for those millions. She is now donating it back this week to the Mayan Museum in Mexico for free.
What?
Yep. She said it's not about the money for me. She said it needs to go back where it's supposed to be. I paid $3.99. I'm not expecting any money out of this. By the way, the Mexican consulate said she is welcome to travel free anytime to see her face. So this morning, wherever you are, in the kitchen or in the car, can I get an amen for Anna and her story?
Amen.
If you ever see a good news story you think we should share, you can always let us know, because we believe the more you share good news, the more good news you get to share. 713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull. What's the craziest thing that happened on your bachelor or bachelorette party? Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My son Matthew had his bachelor weekend.
Yes.
Had his bachelor party weekend this past weekend.
Ooh.
And so I just wonder if there's anybody there willing to share with me the craziest thing that happened on your bachelor or bachelorette party. 713-881-5500 is the number this morning, because you want to know the craziest thing that happened with Matthew?
Oh, what? No.
12 guys rented an Airbnb lake house, and the craziest thing that happened, they ran out of gas on the jet ski.
What?
And two
That's
of them were like...
That's just because you're the dad. They didn't tell you.
Out yeah. In the
you know what, though? My older son, Zach, was there.
Yeah.
And he would have told me.
No, I don't think he would.
I think he would have.
No, I think bro code comes before dad code.
Is that right?
Any day of the week. What happens at the bachelor party stays at the bachelor party.
It was a pretty... I just kind of get the... Because it was like, it was just a chill weekend.
No, it wasn't,
cool,
George.
Chill weekend.
It was not.
They definitely had visitors at the lake house.
I'm with Mo on this one. You don't know what the heck happened at this bachelor party.
No, I don't think they did. I think bachelor and bachelorette parties, are wilder.
Uh-huh.
I think bachelor parties are tamer than they used to be.
What?
Mm.
I think it just depends on your friends.
That's a hot take.
I know they went golfing.
Okay,
so they went golfing. They had a boat. They went out on the boat. Yep. They had a jet ski. They ran out of gas on the jet ski.
Yep.
They grilled steaks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They played poker.
Okay, now take all of those images in your head and add half-naked women to them.
I don't
that
think
is
so.
What really happened.
I don't think so. I don't think. What was the wildest thing that happened on your bachelor party, Eric?
You know what? I didn't have a wild bachelor party because I'd been to so many, and I never really had fun at any of them. It always ended up with me like taking off my friend's poopy pants or something. Just awful.
Yeah.
So I didn't want that. So we went to Nashville and we went honky tonkin' and we did like a combined bachelor bachelorette party. And so we met up with my wife's group of people.
I wish you could see my face right now.
Yes.
This is like a conjoined Facebook account.
No, it's great. It was great.
It's like a couple that shares a Facebook account.
So we met up at this one honky tonk bar, both the bachelorette party and the bachelor party.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, the guy playing country music on stage says, "I would like to invite a very special guest, Mr. Eric Scott Smith, to sing a song for his fiance."
I had
worked with the band secretly to prepare a song that I had written for her, and all of her friends cried. It was a wonderful moment.
Okay, but did you have naked girls at your bachelor party?
I did not, no.
See, that's what I'm saying. Why can't my son not have naked girls?
Because I was much older when I got married.
What?
Yeah. I was much older than your son is.
All right, I want to know, what's the craziest thing that happened on your bachelor or bachelorette party? 713-881-5500. Mo, do you know anything about
I'm surrounded by prudes.
Prudes?
I have been to so many of those that I decided I didn't want that. I have attended them, but I just didn't have one myself. Did your husband?
I don't know.
You don't know anything about his bachelor party?
No.
The don't ask, don't tell kind of thing?
I don't care, yeah.
What?
No, I know he went to Cabo. I know there were like 50 guys. I know they had matching t-shirts with my face on them.
Oh, no.
I know his uncle was there and had to go to the emergency room.
Oh.
That's all I know.
Mo, he was in a different country.
Heck yeah.
Anything goes.
He was in Cabo. Come on.
His favorite place.
All right, 713-881-5500. Tell us the craziest bachelor or bachelorette story. We're waiting for your calls here on the Morning Bullpen. Craziest thing that happened on your bachelor or bachelorette party. 713-881-5500. We want to hear your stories.
Or do we? Anthony's on the phone in Conroe. Anthony, tell us what you can.
So the last night of my bachelor party, my boys got me a surprise, and it was a big cake, and two little people popped out.
Oh, where do you buy something such as that?
I don't know.
She means
and
the
I
cake.
Don't
she means
that.
The cake.
A big cake.
What did those people do?
It was two little women people.
Dancers. Yes, they did.
I've never been more uncomfortable than hearing Anthony try to describe this without being offensive.
Were you surprised?
Yes, I was totally surprised.
Was it a big surprise or a little surprise?
It was a huge surprise.
Yeah, huge surprise.
And you're going to remember it forever,
that's
aren't
right.
you?
Oh, yeah. It's burnt in my brain. Yes.
Anthony, can I ask you a follow-up question? Mm-hmm. Do you believe that George's son had a boring bachelor party, and the worst thing that happened was the jet ski dying?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Definitely
not.
Y'all, come on.
Daddy doesn't know everything, does he, Anthony?
No.
Okay, let me ask a follow-up question.
Yes.
Anthony, did you tell your dad about the cake?
Oh, of course not.
See?
Perfect.
All right, fine. 713-881-5500. We want to know, craziest thing that happened on your bachelor or bachelorette party here on The Bull. 100.3 The Bull trying to collect 10,000 thank you cards for our troops in honor of the 4th of July, all presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. And this morning, we have some kind of good news. I think this is the first morning, Mo, Eric, that we have so many cards that came in the mail, we haven't been able to count them all for our first update on the count.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
that's
ooh,
real.
Ooh.
That's real. I mean, we had boxes of, like postal boxes of carriers of cards that were mailed in to us. And this is the first time we haven't been able to get through them all for our first card update of the day. I love this.
I do love it. I'd love to give you an update, but we're not even close. Eric and I are counting our booties off and filing every single one. We keep track of your name or your business, what city they come from, what zip code, and how many cars.
No, we don't. You do.
Mo has a big spreadsheet. She keeps it all on. Yes. So what were some of the highlights that you've had? And again, we're not even through like the first two cartons of, or carriers of cards.
Yes. Big banks. Y'all, I could just imagine you set out a pile of cards and had anyone that came into your bank, Investex Credit Union. There are hundreds here from them, from Pearland State Bank. Some of my favorites are from the Stock and Stuff 4-H Club in Brazoria County. I'm like, you had your kiddos working. Animal Hospital of Conroe, we're seeing their name again. Another bank, Chasewood Bank employees. Some of my favorites from the Texas Parks and Wildlife Crew.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. That's very cool.
She was gushing about how great those were.
I'm having so much fun.
By the way, the Pearland State Bank, they sent in a bunch of cards, and they said, the Pearland State Bank girls, or gals.
Gals, yes.
And said, we love you all. Split them up amongst yourselves.
Yes. Aww. And they used a typewriter, and I'm so impressed.
That's right. We're blown away. Eric, you look like you've pulled out a couple that you like over there,
too. Oh, sure. Yeah, I just want to shout out the Primrose School of Barker Cypress. All of these cards, I haven't even been able to count them all, but it looks like they were done by anywhere from 3 to 8 to 10-year-olds. I mean, they are
awesome.
Beautiful. I can't imagine being a military hero and getting one of these to remind me what I'm fighting for.
Now, we're going to be out tomorrow. Very convenient location. If you're around Katy anywhere, you can see Eric tomorrow and drop off your cards if you don't want to mail them. And again, by this time, honestly, if they're not in the mail, then they may not get here in time for us to count them on Friday.
Yeah, so come see me. It's at my Kroger, the one where I get my pimento cheese that nobody else has. From 4 to 6 p.m., it's the Grand Parkway location. Kroger, 2700 West Grand Parkway. That's North Katy.
We were out in League City on Friday, and Eric was talking about, you know, why people do this and the why behind getting involved in 10,000 for the troops. So we talked to Charles, who is with the Marriott at Hobby Airport, and he brought by a box of over 500 cards. And I just asked him where they came from.
And what did he say?
Well, I thought he said this. All right, sorry.
So we held an employee lunch, and then I gave my story. I was in the military, and explained how important it was mail day. When you're in boot camp, letters from home mean so much. And so I asked all of the team to, you know, take a few minutes, and we spent 20 minutes doing cards.
And you got 500 cards to send to our military. And also something we hadn't thought about, Charles, they're bilingual.
Yes, sir. Yep. Our staff is, of course, very diverse. So I think it may be about 50-50 Spanish and English.
I love that. You have a favorite card from when you got a mail day back when you were serving?
Well, that was a long time ago. So I had an ex-girlfriend and a girlfriend. I got a letter from them both the same day. So the drill sergeant read, of course, in boot camp, they just read your letters to everybody. So I became a little bit of a boot camp legend for a couple days.
There we go.
Yeah, so it was
The ladies love him.
Long time ago.
And we love you so much for doing this, man.
No, thank you
so much. We appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
The living legend, Charles, and the Marriott by Hobby Airport. All right. We thank him for his service, too. That's what it's all about. We love the fact that service members and vets are getting involved in doing these cards. If you're going to help us out, if you have some cards for us, you let us know right now. 713-881-5500. We'll get the count. We'll give you an update coming up here on the Morning Bullpen. It's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. This is where your opinion helps us get a verdict. Actually, there's no right or wrong answer. You give us your opinion, it counts as a vote on the jury, and we get our answer at the end of today's Daily Dilemma. And the dilemma today, it's very simple, actually. Do real men know how to drive a stick?
What?
Let me
add this.
Do real men know how to drive
a
stick?
Is this you and Eric fighting?
A little bit. It's a little bit. Me and George fighting.
Okay, how did it start?
So yesterday I had a doctor's appointment. I was going to check on it. And they have valet parking, right?
Right.
And I pulled up in my truck. 2002 Ford F-150, baby.
Stop bragging.
212,000 miles on it. I pulled up there and the valet guy was like, oh, it's a stick? And I said, yes.
Did he talk like that?
Yeah, why did you say it like that?
And he was like, you can park it in the valet lot then, because no one here knows how to drive a stick.
What is this voice?
And I was like, wait, you don't know how to. And so I got to park for free. And at the front of the valet lot, because I was driving a truck that has a manual transmission. So my question became, do real men know how to drive a stick? Eric said no. I say absolutely.
No, of course not. It doesn't matter what you drive. Real men take care of things. They take care of their family. They're good human beings. They give back to the world. It has nothing to do with what they drive and how.
My dad made me learn how to drive a stick.
You could drive a stick?
Yeah.
Okay, but
I wouldn't do it confidently in Houston, but like if I was on a date with a guy and our only option was this stick shift and he had to drive it to save us and he didn't know how, I would be devastated and let down with him as a man.
That is a very hyper-specific scenario.
I'm just trying to think.
I think she says it best right there. Do real men
and women
know how to drive a stick? Yes. Juror number one is up.
Okay, that's Faith in the Woodlands. Faith, you heard the question. Do real men drive a stick? Know how to drive a stick?
No doubt. Absolutely. Listen, I wouldn't date anybody that didn't know how to drive a stick. I also grew up in the sticks, you know, so like we had to be able to like learn how to drive our truck on a ranch. My mama had a stick shift. I learned how to drive on a stick shift. All eight of my brothers know how to drive sticks. We're all real people.
Yeah. But do you do it confidently? Like, are you like in Houston? Would you drive a stick?
Ooh, I don't know. The traffic's too bad. It's too stop and go. Same. But out in the Woodlands, like Conroe area, I would confidently drive on 45.
All right. Wow. Juror number two is up this morning. And do real men know how to drive a stick?
Gloria in Pearland, that's you. Answer the question.
Of course they do. If they're real men, they definitely should know how to drive a stick. And I'm like, Mo, women knows how to drive them as well.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
Love a stick.
Oh, yeah,
she's like a life
stick?
Skill.
Come on.
I can also iron.
Gender roles are alive and well, aren't they?
Let's go to juror number three. CJ is in Pasadena. CJ, do real men know how to drive a stick?
Oh, absolutely. That's what I learned on.
See?
Yes.
Like 100%.
Fundamental.
Right, exactly. That's like the first thing that you learned.
What's
where
happening?
I grew up.
Why does it matter?
I just think it's a thing. You're supposed to know how to change my tire also.
I can do
and
that.
And check my oil,
but that
Eric.
Doesn't make me a man.
Juror number four. Good morning. What's your name? And do real men know how to drive a stick?
Yeah, it's Armando Garcia. I would say yeah, just because a lot of guys nowadays, you know, not speaking bad on Eric, but I feel like... Not a lot of men know how to drive a stick. I drive a semi, and you know, you have to know how to drive, you know, manual in order to move this thing around. So
well, yeah, but that's not my job. Yeah. I don't do that for a living. There's no scenario in which I need to drive a stick ever.
That is true. I will say that, but I think at least a simple six speed, you know, it. I would say yes.
How many gears? How many gears do you have, Armando?
Now my truck, it's a baby compared to the other guys. I have a 10-speed on mine.
You have a 10-speed, yeah, because like 18 or whatever, sometimes even more than that.
Hey, my bike is 10 speeds. Does that count?
Well,
my bicycle,
just like you a know what?
Switch.
That's up for debate, I guess.
So nice.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. All right, Mo. So final jury count this morning is overwhelming on jury duty. What's the verdict?
Do real men know how to drive a stick? And the answer is yes.
Yep.
There you go. 100%.
100%. We're done.
So we have proven once again that Eric is not a real man.
I can help you.
We prove it daily on jury duty every morning here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do I know that we're just about done counting the cards in the studio this morning and we'll have a fresh update on the number? Mo and Eric have put their shoes back on. I think that tells us they've stopped counting. We'll give you the update coming up in just about 10 minutes here on The Bull. Time to see what we can create today on our 10-minute tune. You know how this works. Eric takes a subject from you and creates a song in 10 minutes. But it's got to start with your phone call this morning. And I believe we have Nicole in Katy. Nicole, good morning. What do you think Eric should sing about today?
Being the favorite child.
Uh-oh. Are you the favorite child?
Yes.
How many siblings do you have, Nicole?
I have 2 siblings.
Mm-hmm. What are they like?
Nice.
They're nice, but you're the favorite? Are you not the favorite?
I'm the favorite.
Oh.
So, wait a minute. How do you know you're the favorite?
Because. My mom tells me so.
That's supposed to be a secret, Nicole. You can't tell the radio.
Okay. You just told the whole world, Nicole.
Yay, I'm famous.
Aww, you deserve a song.
I believe Eric is the favorite of his family, too, isn't he? Mo, is that what you remember?
He probably knows a lot about this.
Okay, yay.
You are the favorite, though, right?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. He's your brother.
My brother's like the best human being you've ever met. He's tall. He's handsome.
Not that I wanted to bring that up or anything.
Yeah, so. Thanks
All
for
right,
digging
Nicole,
in,
Nicole, thank you. Great suggestion this morning.
We have Jonathan on the phone. Jonathan, what do you think Eric should sing about?
I think he should sing about goofy dog moments.
Goofy dog moments.
Yeah, like when they smile and they sit.
Aww.
And like when you come back and they greet you.
Aww.
That's very cute.
What's your
that's what my
name?
Dog does, but when my dog smiles, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, when your dog smiles.
Does not look natural. Does not look natural.
Jonathan, shout out your dog.
Jonathan!
Don't shout out your dog. Shout
please.
Out his name.
What's his name?
Oh. Tyson?
Tyson. But you sounded just like your mom. Tyson.
Now shout at your mom.
Mom.
He knows that Mom's going to give it to him.
Good suggestion. Goofy cute. Dog moment. I like that suggestion this morning.
All right, Stephanie and Willis, hey, what should I sing about today?
So I recently went to the park, and I got my son McDonald's, and one of the water park that we have, it also had like the spouts that you can like go play in.
Yeah.
And I got him McDonald's. A woman, with no indication that there was even a child with her, just came up to me and started telling me how much of a terrible mom I was for giving my son McDonald's. Like, how dare you put that junk in his body? I'm like, where is your child, first of all?
Whoa. So you got judged just because of what you chose for lunch?
Yes. I'm just looking around, and really, there's no other. There's like two other children that clearly are not hers, and I'm like, "What are you even doing here? You stalker! Go away!"
Whoa!
I would think I was
stalker.
On like a TV show.
Okay, okay,
or
okay, all right,
unreal.
Okay. Let's calm down here. Okay, so Eric,
man, I'm hungry.
We have a McDonald's mom stalker at the water park.
Wow!
We have goofy dog moments. Which don't shout at your dog, just shout out your dog. And then we had Nicole, who is evidently the favorite child. Yeah.
Okay, we just did a dog song for Jonathan. Jonathan can check that out on the Odyssey app. We just did it last week.
Okay, okay. So you can get your dog song there, Jonathan.
Oh, I'm not going to even step in the mess that is Stephanie and McDonald's.
Okay.
I appreciate it. I feel terrible for her. But I think I got to stick with favorite kids.
Favorite kids, okay.
Yeah, I think we can all, anybody who's got a sibling can relate to that. Anybody who has kids knows, whether you say it out loud or not, you got one of them that is yours.
Wait, are you breaking code? Parents aren't supposed to have a favorite child, right? All right, we'll find out what he can do with that one. Favorite kids. It's today's topic on the 10-Minute Tune, and it's coming up next. By the way, out for another card drop-off tomorrow afternoon. Eric is going to be in Katy. You need more information? You can check out thebullshouston.com, and you can find out more about where you can drop off your 10,000 thank you cards for the troops. Right now, let's figure out what Eric has created today. Because, Mo, this all started by breaking parent code this morning and kid code.
Oh, yes. A little Nicole called from Katy and wanted Eric to sing about this.
Being the favorite child.
Uh-oh. Are you the favorite child?
Yes.
Yes, she's the favorite child.
Confident.
According to her. But she did say that her mom tells her that.
Yeah.
All the time. Man. Isn't that the unspoken rule?
Yeah, I didn't think we were supposed to talk about it.
That's right. Like Fight Club, right? back in the studio, Eric is here and has been working on a song about favorite kids.
Yeah, and I'm going to do it because I'm a parent now. I'm going to do it from the perspective of the parent.
Okay.
Because if you got multiple kids, whether you want to say which one or not, mm-hmm. you do have one that is your kid.
I do not have a favorite.
I you are a liar.
You do?
100%.
Yeah, see, Mo's always honest.
Okay, all right, okay, all right. So, today's 10-Minute Tune, in the style of...
Since You've Been Gone.
Here we go.
Here's the thing, I've got kids. They always ask, which one's your favorite? Yeah, yeah. I can't choose one. Mm-hmm. And every single time they ask, I'll tell them that same darn lie. But I like one kid best. Since you were born, don't tell your siblings, they might cry. But I like you more. Yeah, yeah. Yes, it's you. Since you were born.
Okay.
See, that's honesty right there, George.
You may want to send that to your parents. You can get that as part of our podcast today. Mo, you're going to name which one is your favorite?
Yeah, Bernard. Easy.
Oh, your dog.
Your dog. Yeah. That's cop out.
Whatever. I have toddlers. They suck.
All right. If you want to grab that, you can get it as part of our podcast on the Odyssey app. Just download it. AUDACY. And on the app, just look for the Morning Bullpen podcast, and we upload them every day. And if you click like, that way you'll get notified, and you'll never, ever miss a 10-Minute Tune here on The Bull. All right. Wait, Eric, real quick. You evidently hit a nerve with the favorite kid song. The text messages are blowing up this morning. Was there somebody who shouted out like?
Oh yeah, shout out to Matthew, my favorite kid from Irma in LaPorte.
Oh no, she signed it.
Sure did.
She was like, "I'm in."
Say it loud and proud, Irma. Okay.
All right. So anyway, you can download the song and share it with your folks if you want. Again, you can get it on part of our podcast today. 100.3 The Bulls. 10,000 thank you cards for the troops. We wanted to get an update for y'all because we had our biggest mail day of the year. This is our third annual of collecting these thank you cards to get them into the hands of our troops in honor of the 4th of July. And that's just next week. So we got to count them all and get them out of here on Friday, which means that you've got to get them to us. And it was a big day, Mo.
It was a big day. We counted and counted. And it felt like, I don't know, Eric, if you felt like this, lots of individual sent with love cards.
I will say today feels like the most caring packages we've gotten our heroes. I mean, handmade, handwritten, hand signed, and even by children, by kids, elderly communities. It's so great.
Love this. All right. So you all have been counting since we arrived this morning at 4:30.
Yes. Today we got 2,804 cards, George.
Wow. That's good. Yes. Whoa. That's great.
That's definitely really our biggest mail day.
That's our biggest mail day.
Thank you to our postal service. And thank you to all of y'all, because right now our grand total is 14,277.
All right.
Yes.
Now, you got to get them to us, okay? So you've mailed them already, then we hope that you're okay. Mail service, please, we're counting on you, Mr. Mailman.
Yep.
But if you haven't mailed them, then the best way to get them to us is to drop it off. We just had a call a second ago. Lady said she was going to stop by this morning, drop off her cards. They can meet you tomorrow afternoon, Eric, and drop off cards.
Yeah, I'm going to be out in Katy. So if you're in the Katy area, go up 99 and hit that Kroger from 4 to 6. It's the one at 2700 West Grand Parkway North.
Okay. West Grand Parkway North. That's where you're going to see Eric tomorrow afternoon. Hang on one second. I got Jason here in Houston. Jason, good morning. How can we help you, buddy?
Yes, sir. I was just calling to see when is the last day that you guys are receiving the cards for the troops.
Thursday is the last day that we are taking the cards here. We got to have them here by close of business on Thursday because we're counting them on Friday morning during the show, okay?
Okay, sounds good. I am a captain of a Dallas Cowboys organization based in Houston, and we have a couple of cards that we want to give you guys and participate.
That is amazing. See, Dallas Cowboys fans are the most patriotic fans.
Wow. I agree.
We are America's team, you know.
Can't deny that.
So, wait a second. So, Dallas Cowboy, you're the captain of this group, and you all get together and watch Cowboys games? I mean, what goes on here?
Everything goes on.
That's what I'm afraid of, Jason.
We have a better time than the Jason do. Oh. But we're called Star Status Houston, and we have about 18 chapters throughout the United States.
Wow. Wait, so where do y'all watch the games on Sundays?
Last season, we watched them at Platypus, but we go to the various locations and watch them.
Okay. Eric, I think you're in.
Yeah, can I be in the group?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Eric's found his tribe. Jason, what made you all want to do this?
Well, I'm a veteran myself, and I know what it's like to actually be away from home and receive letters and thank you cards and different things like that. So I felt obligated to participate.
Absolutely.
And you know we have a little internal competition going on where you put an initial on the outside of your box of cards for either George, Mo, or Eric, right?
You know you're getting them all, Eric.
All right.
That's the only reason he asked.
I didn't even accept those cards. They're all yours.
I will have to say, Texans fans, where are you? We got Dallas Cowboys fans calling in, and they're bringing cards. Are you?
There you go.
Let us know. 713-881-5500. Jason, let us say thank you for your service, man, and thanks for helping us out.
Yes, sir, and thank y'all for doing this.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Porter today. Matthew is standing by to take on Mo, and Mo knows country. Matthew, you picked a good day today because it's all about karaoke on Mo Knows Country today with our country stars. But this is how you get the money.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Matthew?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here, Matthew, and we'll get started, all right?
All right, get out of here.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Matthew, first time playing Mo, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, today is all about karaoke. These are all country stars that in a recent interview gave their favorite karaoke song. So here we go. Question number one. Kelsey Ballerini says her go-to karaoke song is Since You've Been Gone by this former American Idol winner. Name her.
Is it... Kelly Clarkson.
Question number two. Lainey Wilson says her karaoke favorite song is Fancy by who?
Bruno Mars.
Question number three. All Night Long by his Idol co-judge Lionel Richie is the karaoke song of choice for this country star. Who am I talking about?
Luke Bryan.
Question number four. Carly Pearce made her karaoke choice rather matter-of-factly. She said, it's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Who did that song?
Shania Twain.
Question number five. Megan Maroney chose Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. What classic country artist did that song?
The late, great Toby Keith.
All right, let's get Mo in. Find out what she's up against this morning, taking on Matthew and Porter.
Okay, Mo, I just want to remind you, even though it's karaoke themed today, you do not get to sing all these songs.
Try me.
Matthew, you got four out of the five.
Good job, buddy.
All right.
All right, question number one. Mm-hmm. Mo, Kelsey Ballerini says her go-to karaoke song is Since You've Been Gone.
Yes.
By former American Idol winner...
Kelly Clarkson.
That is correct. It is
Since
Kelly Clarkson.
Oh,
no.
Oh, my gosh. What a good one.
Matthew, you got it right. Yeah, so you're tied at one.
Question number two. Lainey Wilson says her go-to karaoke song is Fancy by?
That's Reba.
Reba McEntire. Yes.
Yep. Don't let me down.
Okay, Matthew got it wrong. He said Bruno Mars. So now you're winning, Mo. 2-1.
Question number three. All Night Long by his co-idol judge Lionel Richie is the karaoke song of choice for this country star.
That's Luke Bryan?
It is Luke Bryan,
oh my gosh,
correct.
I was like, All Night Long, I have no idea who sings that.
3-2.
Question number four.
Okay, let's
Carly
go.
Pearce
yes.
made her karaoke choice rather matter-of-factly when she shouted, Man, I feel like a woman.
Who sings that?
Yeah.
Shania Twain.
That is Shania. Yes, that is correct.
Right. George sang it for you.
I was like, I'm so turned on.
4-3.
That's called preemptive is what it's called. There, so.
4-3, Matthew.
And final question. Megan Maroney chose Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue by?
That's Toby Keith.
It is
okay,
Toby Keith. Yeah.
Those are funny.
Matthew, the final score was 5-4. Mo kept her money.
Country.
Yes. She doesn't know how to sing, but she does know country.
She does know country.
She does. You know what you have to say to get out of here, right?
This is Matthew from Port of Texas, and Mo knows country.
She does. You did good, zone, sir. 4 out of 5 ain't bad. You can brag about that a little bit, and we'll give you a chance to play Mo tomorrow morning, 8:20. That'll be the next chance to take $100 in Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.